Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Thank you, everyone. So glad to have you with us. I'm speaking to those of you who are watching us live right now on Facebook. We're streaming on the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. If you'd like to pop in and see us in action. Also, to those of you who have joined us here in our little bitty studio, thank you for being here. And also, of course, to our Blog Talk listeners who are with us. And we've been seeing on the map on Blog Talk that we have listeners all over the world. So thank you very much. Thank you.
Everything's smooth.
Everything's good?
Everything's smooth and sounds good.
All right. I want to remind everyone, especially our newcomers that are listening, we're using only a deck of playing cards for these readings. As you learned in the introduction, this method is called personal prophecy, which my grandmother taught me over 30 years ago. It's a real life changer in so many ways and gives us the opportunity to literally see what makes other people tick, what our path is holding to the future, how those around us are impacting our lives with the choices they are making as we're in the process of making our own. And that is one of the most dynamic tools that we have at our disposal, choice. The other one is change. So we will demonstrate as we're giving readings to you all, those of you who are going to call in, we will demonstrate how these two tools work hand in hand to enable you to perceive the future while we're right here in the present and improve it before you even get there. So now I'm going to turn it over to my sidekick here, Jimbo Baggin.
Just want to remind everybody that this show is for entertainment and informational purposes only. Hope everybody enjoys themselves. Also would like to remind anybody that's international, be a caller or a Facebook Live viewer, let us know. We'll give you an international shout-out.
Yes, we will.
We will indeed. Phone numbers, let's get right down to business. Phone number to call in, that number is 515-602-9676. We have some callers on hold. We see you.
We do.
When you guys call in, you'll basically be told you're going on hold and you can listen to the show and you'll hear the show. So I tell you, know everything's cool. I did an op check because we don't trust anything anymore.
We are not like the government. We won't leave you hanging.
Yeah, we got you on a list. I keep track because it doesn't put it in order. They suck. So I keep track of myself in a Word file. So I know that the one that has been holding the longest we take next.
Yes.
When we do take your call, get off that speakerphone, get off that Bluetooth. If you are able to legally and safety wise. By the time it comes out through us, a lot of times those two speakerphones and Bluetooth can really not sound so great on our end when it comes through the internet and whatnot. Also, be stationary as possible. I mean, seriously, stop the multitasking. Try to get yourself in a quiet area. Those background noises, it makes it hard to communicate. We have to have you repeat yourself a lot. And in some cases, very rarely, we've had to just disconnect the caller. Very rarely, but we don't want to do that, especially if you've been holding for a while. So let's try to make those comms crystal clear and smooth. Folks that are out there in Facebook land, we have a messenger here available, but you'd have to messenger Deborah Lee, and you'd have to messenger when we ask. Don't just think that there's a hold system that you can go on. You can't.
And you will come across on our handy-dandy second-generation Facebook portal. Yes, here it is. And we are not affiliates, so we are not trying to sell it. We just want you to see what we're going to see when you call. And it can be an audio call or a video call, but you prefer, right, Jim, audio?
Audio is going to be your best bet because if there's any kind of bandwidth issues, the video is going to eat it up.
Yes.
But give it a shot. If it doesn't, if it fails, then call back with audio. You know, it doesn't hurt to try. Does not hurt. There's a lot more data involved in that.
And we keep that turned toward us. So if you do make a video call, you don't have to worry about anybody seeing you. I don't even know if women wear curlers anymore. But if you do, they wouldn't see you.
Sell them. I guess people are buying them.
Yeah.
So they must. They must. All right. Let us. I think we've done all our flabbity blabbity. So I think the time has come. Let's take our first caller. We're going to go to area code 347, which is, I believe it's in New York, I think. Let me see. 347,
hi.
New York.
Yes.
You're caller number one.
Hi. Welcome to the show. You're our very first caller.
Oh, hi, you guys. This is Kanika. Thank you for taking me.
Well, hello, Tamika. Good to hear from you.
Welcome in.
Yes.
I'm feeling like kind of blue because of I haven't heard anything from that guy that I had talked to you guys first about, Aris, and I'm sure it's for the best, but I'm just so sad. I feel lonely. So I just want to know what you saw for love for me because it just always ends up this way, and I'm just so tired of this.
Would you like me to look at how he's feeling about you? We can do that. Yes.
Okay.
My past, I called her my office wife. She called this metaphysical spying. But I think of it as just, well, metaphysical spy.
Yeah, you can find some synonymous term, but, you know,
sure.
It is what it is.
So I'm going to take a look. Tamika's been calling us regularly, and we're going to take a look at a man that she has shared her feelings with. What you doing there, Tamika?
A lot of background sounds.
Sorry, I was just cleaning something. I'm listening.
Okay.
Yeah, that might want to stop the multitasking if you can, please.
Okay.
International shout out to Laura from Canada real quick.
Hey, Laura, glad to have you. All right, so those of you that are interested in knowing, I am using a full 24-card layout, as opposed to just drawing a couple random cards. This is the way I prefer to do it. And if you were to have me in a session with you privately, this is what you would see me doing. And we would lay them out repeatedly. Now, I've got to tell you, Tamika, there's a section in my book that is called The Evolution of Emotion. A lot of us might think that, well, somebody just feels this way and this is how they're going to feel. But you know what? That's not how it is. The truth is that feelings evolve and fluctuate and grow. They change. Can you think of any words I'm missing there, Jimbo?
Negative, Ghost Rider.
Okay. So I'm going to see here. We are specifically like unzipping the top of his head and taking a look inside to see just what's cooking in that man's mind. Well, Tamika, you're right here, and you clearly do have honest, genuine feelings of love for this man. And, I mean, it's here. So there's no way that I would ever dispute your feelings, and you've got to give me a second. My gosh, we have these allergies going on, and I've got to do this. Oh, my goodness.
It is what it is out there.
All right, getting back to your reading. As for him, okay, here's where he is currently. He's being quiet and cautious. For one thing, he right now is feeling about you that you are a very lovely, wonderful person. And he seems a little bit like in the friend zone, which is not a bad thing. Having a foundation of friendship is the best foundation there is for a long-lasting relationship. But don't ask anybody who's, you know, young in their early whatevers. They're going to say, oh, no, it's got to be that tingle. Well, the tingle is nice, but it isn't everything. And he is feeling in the neighborhood, Tamika, of, oh, it would be nice to be friends with benefits. Now, is this something that he's ever expressed to you?
He recently was acting like that. Like, the reason I stopped talking to him is because I took this, he's just started, I don't know if it was a joke or not, but through text, he was just saying, like, oh, you know, what would you ever think about, like, you know, us and, like, someone, like, another couple or something. And I'm just like, really? You want to do that? And he's like, and I don't know if he was just joking to test me, but he was just like, well, I'm going to do it. You know, you don't have any say. He was joking, but he's like, I'm going to do it anyway. You don't have any say in this. I just figured I would offer because we just, like, we started talking again, sort of. And I was just like, oh, that was polite of you. And then I just stopped talking to him ever since, like, last Sunday or the Sunday before that. Because I took it as, like, I felt like he doesn't care about me if he, you know, like, I just want someone to care about me, and I want to care about one person. And I took it as, like, if he doesn't mind mentioning other people to me, and he's telling me that straight out, and it's like, well, you have no say, and it's like, does he not think that I'm going to get offended by that? To me, I took it as he doesn't care about me. Like,
all right, Kim's
I just
going to tell you. We got our resident male
that's
right
called,
here.
That's called joking, but not joking.
He was testing
ha, ha,
the waters.
Ha, 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 just to see how you would react, which means he wants that.
But here's the thing.
He wants it.
I see him here, and he's very prominent in your reading. And you know, this is where that evolution of emotion comes through. Oh, he'll find plenty of takers to do threesomes, foursomes, moresomes, you know, and in one sense, might be a good way to get it out of his system. But in another way, this could be what his true nature is. It takes time to really understand what a person's motives and intentions
Boy,
are.
Boy, do you really want a person that has to get something like that out of their system?
That's the
no,
thing.
I didn't know if he was really like this. I didn't know if you guys, I didn't know if he was really like this or he was just testing me, you know?
He is very attracted to you. Well, now, I hope this isn't too personal, but were you intimate with him, Tamika? At some point?
Like, yes, one time. We were in 2016, one time. And then I never forgot him. He was a gentleman to me then. But after a while, we worked together, and it was very awkward because I'm sure he could tell that, I had feelings for him, and it was like we had to be professional. And then we just left the job, both of us. Nothing happened. Nothing bad happened. He just always was on my mind because it was a good experience, and he was a gentleman. He was really sweet. And, I decided to reach out to him, but I was hurt by that, you know, because I was offended. I was offended.
Well, I
that.
Do feel there's going to be a turning point for him. It's right here, clear as day in front of me, but it's going to take some time. See, it's frustrating him because he's had a little of that sugar there, Tamika, and it was good, but he was hoping that you weren't going to... What, make it complicated?
Yeah, he wanted a F buddy.
Yeah, and he's finding he's not going to get that from you. So you never know. Some men do step up. Right now, he's not in a place to be a good quality partner for you. He's busy slutting around.
But should you have to wait for
other people?
No, I think he's not getting to know them.
He's probably...
He's sexercising.
Exploring options, which, you know, that leads to it eventually.
Right. But, you know, remember, your cards have indicated there's somebody new coming along for you. So that's something to, keep in mind for the future. You're not going to be left alone. You've got a big move ahead of you. So I really think that... Yeah, the universe is going to take care of you. Now, Jim's got an angel card
reading. Subject is sensitivity. Mm-hmm. Archangel Hanayel. Mm-hmm. You are extra sensitive to energies and emotions right now. Honor yourself and your feelings.
There you go. You're number one.
So you might be feeling a little extra sensitive about certain subjects like this.
Sure.
I'd be okay with it. That's your feeling. Just go with it. Don't think you're overreacting necessarily.
She doesn't have the capability right now to return your love.
And that's not your fault.
As friendship, sure. But if you really have your heart in it for more, this is not going to happen right now or in the foreseeable near future.
Yeah, it's not on his docket.
Right. So, honey, keep calling. We love hearing from you. And
all right,
when
so
you find something inspirational or uplifting to do.
Yeah, you gotta. There's a certain point when you get your heart set on somebody, but you gotta be the champion of your own happiness.
I like that.
You can't be saying I gotta find somebody so I can be happy. No, 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 no. That's supposed to be the frosting on the cake. You're supposed to already be happy. Cake, but that's easier said than done.
But that's very well put.
Very easier said than done. Yeah, if you're gonna rely on somebody else, I have to have a person to make me happy. Pretty good chance it's always gonna fail eventually.
Okay, well let me ask you, Jim.
Okay.
As a guy, when you know somebody is really kind of madly in love with you, do you take advantage of their feelings just to get what you want? Or do you kind of go, whoa, I gotta stay away from you?
If they're like way over, like mad, if you use the word madly and you mean madly, not just a crush, that's a big difference.
Yeah, you don't want to.
You don't want to wreck somebody's life.
Yeah.
It's one thing if the chick's cutting out a crush on me. I'm not really responding right now, so let's see where this goes.
Yes, Tamika.
Speak.
No, I was just gonna say. So we're never gonna be me and him.
I wouldn't say never.
She said never. She just said not anytime soon. In the foreseeable future right now, and there's somebody else out there you have not yet met. Right?
And if you do decide, let's say, I mean, you're an adult.
You are an adult.
If you decide to go for a connection,
it is your
like
path.
A hookup with him,
it's your path.
Bear in mind that's not going to make him love you. It'll bring satisfaction for the two of you.
Yeah, if you take the F buddy route.
Yeah.
That's going to be what it is.
That's all it will be.
Yes. So a lot of women think that, well, I'll just get close and intimate with him. That'll make him fall in love with me.
It doesn't.
Nope.
No, they just get where they want
to. They're like, oh, this is cool. Yeah. Remember, I can call her at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning on a Friday if needed or something like that.
Or a booty call.
Yep. For a pit stop.
Yeah, and there's too many women out there already available for that.
And that's the problem. It's happening. You know, your own gender is ruining it for your own gender.
You know what? Isn't that crazy?
So you know what they say about the guys and the game and the don't hate the player, hate the game, because the guy wouldn't be doing that stuff if women weren't obliging.
It's like with porn, there probably wouldn't be much if women wouldn't participate.
Obviously, it'd be a different kind of porn if it wasn't women.
Go ahead, Tamika.
There is another. There's a guy. He and me also had worked together. He's the most recent person that I was seeing, but I stopped seeing him in like 2019, and he still texts me, but I haven't answered his texts, and I keep wondering if I should, because I wanted the real deal from him.
Okay, I've got an idea for you. Since we can only do one question per show,
otherwise
people,
we would never get there.
Go to my website. Well, wait a minute. Do you have an Android phone?
No, I have an iPhone.
Okay, go to my website then. Here's the thing.
Website is psychiclovedoctor.com. Yes.
Yeah.
Phonetically spelled out.
In the Google Play Store, I do have a free app called Psychic Love Doctor. The thing is, when iPhone upgraded its operating system.
It's just for Android only. Cut to the chase. It's for Android only right now.
Yeah, but the workaround for that is for iPhones, go to my website.
For anybody on earth.
Right on the top menu, it says free reading.
Yeah, you could use any web browser.
You can play with that all day long.
So you can get a one-card flip is what she's saying.
And I tell you, I have people that the webmasters has told me, people have been on there and had made thousands and thousands of hits on this. It gives you a reading.
Gives you a card and it talks to you about it.
And if it only, and try that. Now, if it gives you, say your first question you ask is, and I'm just going to say, we'll say his name is Steven. Is Steven ever going to love me? And let's say it comes up, I see him as the King of Clubs, by the way. And if you see the King of Clubs and it just says, this is somebody who da-da-da-da-da, it'll describe his character. Then keep asking, but word the question a little differently, like, will Steven realize that he actually loves me? See, if you keep wording the question, and the more you ask it, the more you're going to see a thread develop. Seriously. So give it a shot, and that's for everybody out there.
And if you know you can call back every single show.
Yes.
And we can continue on. Yeah, you know how to find it.
Yeah, because this person, his birthday is the same day as Iris's, come to think of it.
Oh,
and I do want to ask you guys about him.
Well, you know what?
You guys about him.
Call us
the next time we're on the air.
You know where we are.
And we will look into
this mystery man of yours.
You
have to remind us again. Bring
yeah.
Us, yeah. So,
all right,
thank you very much.
But Tamika, keep your chin up. Because if we didn't ever have down days, we'd never really know what happened.
There's balance in the
universe
always.
That's right.
All right, thank you for calling.
Take care, honey.
Thank you.
I know, it wasn't what you wanted to hear.
Well, but, you know, unfortunately, life is not unicorn and rainbow.
Well, don't we wish it was?
We could lie to everybody. Is that what anybody...
No.
Do you really want to get called and get lied to? No.
Yeah, you could have, as I put it, have sunshine pumped up your skirt.
No.
I don't think so.
Okay, I got it real quick.
All right.
Give me a minute, mate. I got to catch up on a couple things here. Calls roll in. I also want to give an international shout-out to Jamie from the UK.
Jamie, glad to have you with us.
All right. Keep on. And let me see where we are next. Aha, we are going to area code 423, which is Tennessee, 423.
Hello, Tennessee.
Who could it be now?
Yeah. Hi.
It's Damien. How y'all doing?
It is Damien.
If we figure it's 50-50. Damien or Luna.
I think once we had somebody else from that area code that was neither of them.
Oh, we did.
Threw us for a loop, man. We were like, we didn't even know how to speak.
By the way, Damien, I've been wanting to tell the two of you, I think Luna is extremely talented with what she's doing with those TikToks. Yeah. I think that girl
is she's definitely very good with TikToks. But we're on our way back to Tennessee. We had to take a little emergency trip out of town. And Luna's driving. Luna, you want to say hi to him right quick? Luna doesn't want to say hi. She's focused on the road.
Okay.
Oh, well, that's good. We don't want you guys upside down underneath an 18-wheeler, so we're good with that. Real quick shout-out to Allison from the UK.
Yay, Allison.
Back to Damien.
All right, so I got a bit of an interesting one. So I got the information back from Mr. Macon. So looks like there is a way to resolve this, but it's going to be through very limited options. And he said... I can reply to this email to go ahead and set up a phone conference to discuss this further, which I told him, yes, I would like to do that, to go ahead and do a phone conference and just get into the meat and potatoes of this as soon as possible. So for tonight's question, whenever he and I do have that telephone conversation, how's it going to go, and will it be like go ahead and go forward or just go ahead and walk away at that point?
Interesting.
Interesting. Okay.
Sounds very, very wide open at this point.
Now, everybody, we're kind of dealing a little bit with a legal issue here.
Oh, yeah.
And we need to remind everyone. And Jim will do that while I...
Yeah, everybody. And, I mean, Damien. Damien's just going to listen. He's heard it 100 times from us. But everybody out there, legal, medical, any kind of technical, if we're going to talk about jet engines or something or whatever, we're not experts in any of these things. So these card readings... Our disclaimer is entertainment and informational purposes only. That's for the people that are way out there that really want to believe every word you say. But
and you can't run off and just go with...
No, we're not legal experts. We're not medical experts. We're not experts in archaeology.
We're not experts in
the undead. You know, all sorts of stuff. She's just going to tell you intuitively what the cards are telling her. That's all that is.
Yes.
It is not necessarily... Definitely not set in stone. Otherwise, all she'd have to do is one reading for anybody, and that's it forever.
Yeah.
And it don't work that way, folks. The future is wide open.
And it fluctuates so much.
It is dynamic.
Well, I got to tell you, Damien, I haven't even gotten all the cards laid out yet, but your answer is coming bada boom like that. Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Yes, and it's saying, yes, go forward. Now, is this going to get expensive? That's my question for you.
Yeah, because my mom basically just said, that she doesn't want to spend any more money with the information that she was given, that basically if it is to proceed forward and there is a chance at winning, it seems limited and small, and it's going to be primarily through me, not through hers.
Yeah, that's when you got to start breaking out the scales and weighing risk-reward scale.
Thank God the man, the lawyer you're working with, is perceived here as a very, he's got a lot of integrity. And this man doesn't want to take you for a ride.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I mean, he could have said, oh, yeah, things are, yeah, oh, yeah, you spend this, things are going to look pretty. You know, you're right. The guy could have taken you for a financial ride.
Is it iffy, the outcome? I mean, is it like you could take a shot and lose?
I mean, is it?
Basically, yeah. The way he just explained it is there are some issues and claims that can be brought up, but the chances of them actually sticking and winning are not 100%. That's why, you know, he's just going off of what he found with the paper. He doesn't know the entirety of the story, and that's why I was going to present everything in its entirety as to why the paperwork is the way that it is, so he gets the full picture.
Well, that might make a big difference, though, too.
With that conference call, it's going to be like, well, go forward or just walk away.
I think the call is going to be very vital.
Yeah, and that makes sense because, like you said, this guy, all he's doing is the paper chase, and paper-wise, he's not looking so good for the home team, but you could provide background and inside and outsides, and you can also ask him, why did they drop that ship?
You know, why?
Why would they drop it if they were sitting in the driver's seat?
Well,
see what he's got to say.
He did bring up is why they went ahead and did that anyway. And he posed a hypothetical, but then yet I'll have to do some research on my own. That way he and I can discuss this, but I at least would know what he would be talking about at that point. But it's
okay.
Now I just don't know.
What about the fraud?
Yeah, that is very confusing.
With the $50,000 that you never got.
That will be brought up as well. Because that was also presented in there, and I'm not so sure.
Okay, well, Damien, I think
that's interesting. So that's going to be a pretty important phone call you're going to be having tomorrow.
Yeah. Is it tomorrow?
No, not tomorrow. I just told him, you know, as soon as possible, whenever he can get me, as early as convenience.
I got you. So very soon, probably.
How is your family member doing?
Yeah, was it Grandma, wasn't it?
Grandma fell?
Luna's grandma fell.
Very severe leg injury.
It was just one of those fluke things. She was putting her cane down and lost her footing, took a nasty tumble and broke her leg in three places. But surgery went well. She's doing okay, but she's going to be in rehab for the long haul.
Yeah, I mean, three places.
Well, our hearts go out to her. They really do. So, hey, keep us informed. Oh, wait, you got
no,
there.
Well, yeah. This card came up. It's an angel card. I am not the psychic doctor, but here's your, it is Victory, Archangel Sandalphon. Your prayers have been heard and answered. Have faith. I hope that's not a stretch for this subject, but, you know, you never know. Like I said, you got to have a very important conversation very soon, and maybe that could provide enough insight where things change. Yeah,
right. Well, I'll definitely keep you all looking. Thank you for the nice thoughts and prayers for Luna's grandma.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. That's, I mean, you know what?
What?
I don't care if you're a freaking 21-year-old star athlete and you break your leg in three places. That ain't no pretty thing.
No.
And obviously, when you start getting elderly, any kind of break is really a setback.
I have even had falls. And, you know, I'm not in that way down the road elderly.
No, but we're getting more brittle.
Yeah.
We used to, when we were younger, we would bend a lot, not break a lot. But times is changing.
Well, take care of yourselves, you guys.
Yeah. Stay safe on the road.
And we'll be looking forward to it. All right.
Yep, I'll be calling y'all sometime next week. So looks like the conversation's going to go pretty well, I take it.
Well, that's what we see, but you know what? Let us know.
Yeah, we'd like to know how it pans out.
Yeah,
for
you. If you like disappeared and never called us back, we would be pissed. Because we're like invested.
Oh, don't worry.
Too.
Well, we would look in the cards for an answer.
It would like be watching a movie and then your babysitter called you away and for some reason you can never see the end ever again. You know?
All right, Damian.
All right, well, thank you all. Take
but,
care.
Look, we are on your side also.
Yes.
It's not just watching a movie. So, all right, good luck, sir.
Thank you all. Bye. So,
yeah, thank you. Jim, your analogies kill me.
Well, you know how it is. You know, it's like, oh, a babysitter, God, that's
well,
the thing.
I think you, and I went to a movie once long ago.
Yeah,
and
I didn't think that.
Called out of the.
Well, I think it was a long time ago, but you know,
or
time
it
flies
been
when
with
you're
Darryl.
Having fun. No, we got
with
called
me
out.
And you. It was Air Force One, and it was just getting to the good part.
I think that was us.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would like, let's see, we have some folks here.
Yeah,
we
don't
have somebody we have Jane from Malta.
Jane.
There's an international
glad
shout
to have
out.
You with us. Yeah, we should intermingle some of their questions.
Yeah, we are. And well, here's what I'm doing right now.
Okay.
And I told the folks I would do this, but I can't single you out. It has to be open to the floor. Right now, Messenger's open now. We're taking the first one. I can't just pick somebody out.
Yeah.
I got to open the floor to everybody on Messenger before we go back to the phones. We'll alternate. We'll go back and forth a little bit. Phone lines aren't
yeah,
that
you
crazy
can always,
yet.
If you get chosen, you can always write your question in. But right now he wants calls.
Yeah, we got Messenger next, and then we'll go to the phones. And we're going to wait about 30 seconds. I typed it in so because there's a delay here.
Yeah.
So just stand by because you're going to get one at least for sure. At least one. I know Miss Allison was very interested in messengering you.
I wonder if she found herself an Egyptian.
Walk like an Egyptian?
Yeah. Are you walking like an Egyptian
there? Uh-oh, I got a gay. Whoop.
What? Uh-oh, here we go. Ah. Hello there, Allison.
Hello.
How are you, darling?
I'm okay, yeah. I haven't met an Egyptian, no.
Well, if I met an Egyptian, I'd want to see what's under his little skirt. You know?
That's all right.
See, we women all think alike, I think.
Reverse.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Tell us, did you have a fabulous trip?
I did, yes. It was lovely.
Did you go to the pyramids and, you know?
No,
oh,
no, they were too far.
Oh, yeah. Jim, you've been to the pyramids.
No, I haven't. I climbed on those damn things somewhere in my storage, and I will not throw that box away. I have a little 35-millimeter film canister filled with Egyptian pyramid rocks.
So wow.
A canister, yep.
All right, well, what's on your mind, lovely?
What's on my mind? Nothing really. Anything that you can...
Okay.
Tell me.
Good. Now we can explain to people why I can do this for her.
I think you should do that.
All right.
Because I am tending to business here.
All right. I am able to take her vague question because I've given her so many readings in the past that I have a connection intuitively to Alice.
Go ahead.
Life.
I'll jump in though because I was doing some stuff here. So the bottom line is we notice. And it's normal. I would do the exact same thing as a new person. I would just say, I don't know, tell me something. But that's not how this method works. This method works on information. It's like a computer program. The more specific you can get, especially when you're brand new, we don't know anything about you. You got to get very specific on things, and then you'll get more of a specific answer back.
Right.
If you're brand new and say, I don't know, tell me about my life, then she's going to say, well, your life looks okay, sort of, kind of. It's going to be that specific. We don't know. We don't have a history with you yet.
Well, it's like you say, general in, general out.
Yeah, garbage in, garbage out, computer program type stuff. Once, like if you've, this is like your 12th time you've talked to her and we know a lot about you, you can get like a weekly checkup, which is famous for one of our regulars, past regulars. And, but right now, if you're brand new, very, very specific. No, but what do they say? No such thing as too much info.
Well, for us, besides we're nosy. And we want to know everything.
They would say that in the military a lot,
yeah.
too. They would have standing orders that you would read, and they would say, there's no such thing as too much information.
Well, Allison, for you, I posed this question to the cards. I wanted to know if there was anything interesting leading to new happiness for you coming in the next 2-month period. So that would cover like August into September and September into October.
Right.
And what I'm seeing here, first of all, did you have to give up your job to go on vacation?
Near enough, yes.
You did? Are you now looking for something new?
Yes.
Well, you're going to find it. And I'm very excited to tell you that. Yes, yes, yes. You have a really nice new opportunity. In fact, you needed to be away for this period of time. She had gone to Egypt on vacation with her family. You needed that to get a break for, well, now the employment picture where you are in, you're in England, right?
Back home, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am, yes.
It has changed. Now, where she's going to walk into a beautiful new situation for yourself.
That would not have been there.
Exactly. So now it's going to surprisingly be open to you. And I think you're going to be very delighted with that. Yeah. Secondly, you've got this man here.
What a man.
Ooh. And guess what? As we say here, he isn't wearing a barrel, which means he's got himself some mucho dinero. It's always just as easy to love a wealthy man as it is a poor one.
Right.
There was a magazine that did a...
What?
Many years ago in the 90s, asked, I don't know, it was like a famous magazine, asked what are the most, asked guys and women, what are the most important attributes about a possible future mate?
And
that employment thing, money thing, was very high on the woman's list. Not so much on the guy's list.
What did he want?
I don't remember what the numbers were. It was what you would think a guy would want.
Sex.
Nice person. Yeah. It wasn't so much that. It was that he didn't care if that woman was a professional rich person as much as the chick cared about the guy.
Well, the thing is, for us women, on an inherent level, we need someone to provide. I mean, watch the birds. For heaven's sake, you know, like cardinals, they mate for life. And that male helps with the providing.
But everybody complains if their wages are 10 cents lower an hour than the guy. But they want the guy to provide. Maybe that could be why the guy's making more, folks.
All right. I'm glad you got that out there, Jim.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. See how you just kind of stick up for that. But anyway, go ahead.
You are going to meet this guy. You have a very interesting place where you live. Seems to have a lot of social opportunities for you.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you're going to make a friend, and this isn't the one we talked about before. This is another man around where you're living, where you live in your, it's a, like a complex or an apartment compound of some kind. And it's going to start out as like you really hit it off and there's friendship there, but then it's going to develop into something more. And I think...
Very typical.
I think he's quite a gentleman. You know, in fact, you might go so slowly, you might need to kind of, you know, prod him a little bit. Like, come on, give me something. Give me... Give me a hug and a kiss.
What are you going to do, solicit him?
No.
At the moment where I am, I'd say there's about 5 men that's interested in me.
Well, you know, that could cover 5 dinner dates, like Monday to Friday. And then then on Saturday and Sunday, you could go shopping.
but not one of them. Ticks any boxes.
Well, not yet.
I keep doing it.
But I think...
No, in all of them, no.
No?
They're all so tight. They're all so... want to get each other jealous. Oh, come... talk to me. I'm not... the other one that...
Yeah.
Oh, look at me. Let's walk past these so that he's looking and then he'll do the...
I'm not interested at all in any of them. This could easily be one of their acquaintances, like a guy coming by to have a beer, you know, sit down, have a cup of tea, something. But I feel that you're going to run into him, and he does very well for himself. And now,
We must move on to your angel card reading.
Angel
Other colors
card.
Await. Subject is spread your wings.
Boy, I'm glad you
Archangel Ariel, do not hold back right now.
Yeah.
The timing is perfect, and you are ready to soar.
Ooh, good. Put those wings out there and get going.
I personally think that's about the employment world.
I do, too.
She's coming back with her slate is clean.
And that could be where this man will
And that could be
a
byproduct of the new job.
Yeah.
A bonus,
yeah,
like a bonus, so to speak.
There's about five around here.
Yeah.
I noticed to God I wouldn't entertain him, even that way.
Okay, well,
in
that's...
relationship.
Well,
you
that's...
Know,
you know, it's...
They will come and they will go.
Anytime guys or a guy gets very pushy or they just won't leave you alone, the card you can play is by looking at him and saying, I'm sorry, but I'm a lesbian. And
unless you've already proven that wrong.
Yeah, if you got to make sure you didn't already.
Bada bing, bada bang.
Yeah. But that usually will cool their heels.
That would be somebody that you hardly talk to.
Yeah.
If you talk to them enough, they would know.
Right.
But anyway.
Yeah. They know, I've told them all. I'll talk and be friends, but I'm not looking for anything.
Good.
And I've told all of them the same.
You know, I like that because you're not leading them on.
Yes. And that's what I thought, because they might talk to one another.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I thought, well, if we put them all the right path, then if they talk to each other, they're not saying, well, she's told me different.
See, there you go. Well, honey.
I've told them all.
No.
Good.
The same.
Call us again.
We got to go.
We have a list.
We have a list. We have callers on hold.
Yeah,
thank you so much for being patient.
Wonderful to hear from you.
Yeah, you know where to find us.
Yeah.
You're sharp. That's
right.
I really enjoy you. Bye-bye, honey. Bye.
Yeah, we always try to work our international messenger folks in as much as we can. Monday is the only show we cannot do that.
Because it's late there, you know.
Oh, yeah, it's super late there, yeah.
Five hours ahead of us,
Yeah, and also pretty faithful. So, all right, so let's go back to our other faithful folks that are holding on the phone. Let me check my list. I want to make sure I clicked the right one. We're going to area code 779, which is Illinois near the Chicago area.
Well,
I believe,
hello
correct?
There.
Yeah.
And
hello, how are you?
Doing well. And this is whom? Who?
Who do you think it is? Really?
Oh.
Really? Really?
Oh, that's
really?
I'm
y'all need to quit.
The number one fan of the land of Lincoln.
The number one fan, the number one best person in the whole entire world is calling you. So y'all just better shape up.
We get mixed up because we actually, believe it or not, you'd be surprised at how many callers we get from Illinois.
We do.
So I start getting...
That's crazy. That's because the state sucks so much. Everybody's trying to find their way out. That's why.
This is our friend Teresa, everybody.
You can tell that she
Hi, everybody.
Yeah.
It's the amazing Teresa. I'm awesome. I'm super spectacular.
Yeah, well, so what's going
listen.
On?
Yeah.
Okay, so I need help. Help me.
Dreams.
So... I had my first real day of work in my Browns. Not real day, but tomorrow will probably be my real day. Wearing my Browns for UPS, driving feeder.
You were driving.
What did you do? Drive?
Well, I did everything. I've been doing everything. But I've had a babysitter the whole time. Now tomorrow I'll probably not have a babysitter, which is great and scary all at the same time. So please tell me if this is what I'm supposed to be doing or something else, because I just want to know, because I'm not in love.
With the job?
Correct. I'm in love with the money.
Yeah.
But I'm not in love with the job.
Okay, I understand. So she's going to be flying solo soon.
And that's scary.
And I remember we actually, this was...
Tomorrow. No, tomorrow. I'm flying solo tomorrow.
Ooh.
We had talked about this last phone call.
Yeah.
Similar,
yes,
but you
told me to narrow it down to one or the other, so we're going to ask about this one.
All right.
Okay, well, that's good. And you were, I think the last time you called, you were just kind of hanging out on call, right?
Totally, all night.
Oh.
Y'all shouldn't be keeping me waiting.
And they didn't call you?
They never called, or did they?
No. Okay. So yes, they called. I was supposed to go in on Monday, but she texted me at 4 a.m. on Monday and said, don't come in. I have an emergency. And I said, okay. She says, just come in today at 8 a.m., which I did. So I went to work today. I worked from 8 till 5. It was an okay day. I worked with Becky. She's definitely a little bit of a hard ass. I love her, though. But, you know, I've got to learn to, you know, take criticism.
Sure,
right?
You do.
So whatever.
Right. Yep. You got to. Yep.
Well, but I'm like, I'm sitting here doubting myself because, you know, I'm getting to the age where I really don't want to be doing things that don't bring me a lot of fun or pleasure.
Well,
I would rather make less and be happy than make more and be miserable.
And you are very fortunate that you do not have a family with little hungry mouths. That you have to just.
Yeah, you don't have six, seven children there that are 7, 8 years old.
Are you kidding me? I got like 50 chickens. These little bastards eat a lot. Tell me I don't have mouths to feed. Shit. I got 50 chickens that are all freaking freeloading right now.
Well, yeah. Well, do you have 50 crock pots?
50 crock pots.
I probably do. Between the two houses, we probably have 50 crock pots.
Well, I could take care of that feeding problem pretty quick, but anyway.
All right, Teresa, to the reading. No, you're not doing what you're really meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting
correct.
There. You're. It's like that game of you're getting colder, you're getting hotter while you're searching for something that somebody's got hidden.
But you're not telling me
right.
to banish it right now, are
no,
you?
No, you're warm, but you need to find the hot, and this isn't it.
So, but this is something that she's got to, you say right now, got to do.
For right now.
Except early until the other thing comes along.
Well, it always helps to get a new job when you already have one.
When you have a job, yeah.
In the meantime, figure
well,
out.
Well, but the thing is, I can go back to the old job. I can go back to the old job and go back to the ramp where I was happy. I mean, I had a schedule. I didn't make as much, but I don't have the responsibilities that I have. And this is what I don't like. I don't like having the responsibilities that I have with this job.
Well, Teresa, if it was a good fit, you'd be excited. To go there tomorrow.
I'm not excited. That's my problem.
Yeah.
I'm not excited.
I would
but I don't
want to
feel like a failure because that's what I'm feeling like too. I'm also feeling like a failure.
Well, don't beat yourself up now. This is like you don't want to have a bad marriage in your working life.
I have.
No,
yeah,
and I mean, I like everybody and I like the job. I don't want to do the job.
Well,
like, I've
go.
Proven to myself that I can do it. Like, literally have proven myself that I can do it and I can back in anywhere and blah, blah, blah. But now I'm kind of like over it and I'm like, this is not what I want to do because now I have a lot of pressure on my shoulders that I just, at my age now, I don't want to shoulder it.
And I don't think you should. When we get a gut feeling like this, it can also be warning us of a potential situation down the road that I don't know how to explain this without seeming really vague. Your gut is telling you to probably go back to the ramp for now because you don't want to do this. Something could happen while you're out there doing
right.
this stuff.
Well, she said there's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. And
right.
it could be really, you know, tragic. I'm feeling that there's a tragic at the
All right.
Well, and that's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I need to go talk to my superiors because it's really hard because, you know, they put in all this time into me. Well, they put 2 weeks into me, so I don't feel too bad. But I'm sitting here going, I am not feeling warm and fuzzies.
Yeah.
I mean, I did it today and I went around and I did the job and I'm like, well, shit, you know, people are doing this all day long. And I got my friend who's coming up behind me and, you know, I'm talking to her and I said, I don't know if I really want this because it's all about this. The amount of responsibility on my shoulders is killing me. Like, that's like my biggest problem right now is I don't want
right
the responsibility. I like just being a peon and not having responsibility.
You have three cards here that are connected to your question. And I'll just tell you plainly, one of them is work, effort, not the card of career fulfillment. This is having a J-O-B, you know. Then next
yeah, this
to
is all this is. This is a J-O-B, and yes, it pays damn good. Let me tell you, it pays damn good. I can be making $100,000 a year at it, but I'm miserable.
Well, then, you know, you can't buy happiness.
Yeah, that's a fact. I mean, you know.
And then you also got this misfortune card, which is the Four of Clubs is a... cards, well, you may remember from previously when we were doing the cards, Teresa.
Well, she could be manifesting that too.
Yeah, and
right
it's
now.
Going to lead to a very big, right here, legal issue.
And this could be weighing on her mind right now because she understands the responsibilities. There's all sorts of mishaps
that
occur out there.
Yeah, I think you should follow your heart, hon. And I want you to know, we're going to use that three of clubs. It's a card that means it comes in threes. 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months, 3 years. So let's go long.
Shit.
And so within 3 years, you are going to relocate and you're going to be loving life.
Gosh, she's
going
to be heartbroken to leave Illinois.
I know.
Oh, my God. It's going to break my little heart. Oh, my God. No.
Therapy is available.
I just don't think this is the cup of tea for me, and I don't know.
How to go about it
and be like professional, right? Like, I just want to say, look, I appreciate the opportunity, but this is just not for me.
And you said that
it's too much responsibility. It really is.
And they'll give you your old job back without any big heartburn?
I hope so. I haven't. Well, that's all I got to find out.
Ooh.
Well, I think they'll let you back, you know.
I think they'll just stick me back on the ramp and say, have a great day, because they really can't fire me because I'm union. So I'm not too worried about it.
That helps, right?
I think I'm going to sleep on it tonight.
Sure.
And I'll probably work tomorrow if they call me. And then I'm just going to sit down with Aaron and say, this is just not for me.
I think you called us for confirmation of what you already were feeling.
You should trust your gut.
Yeah, because I'm...
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm just sitting there going, this. I don't have warm fuzzies. I know it's one of the best companies in the world. And I know I'm walking away from an opportunity, but I think it's kind of stupid.
No, you got to follow your heart. Honestly.
Yeah, because this is not fulfilling my heart. It's just it's putting money in my pocket, but it's actually bringing more stress into my life.
And you don't need that. It'll make you sick.
No.
I've seen many a person where I work have given up supervisor jobs. They just don't like the crap that goes with it. They say, I just want to go back.
The other job that I'm kind of working towards, I think, has better opportunity.
Well, there you go.
So,
but it sounds like
you already know
what you need to do. Stand by.
Thank you
for reading.
Oh, this is a good one.
This is a new card for me. It's called Life Review. Archangel Jeremiah, take advantage of your life and resolve to change or heal anything that is unbalanced.
I like it.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So do I.
You got all these little signs that are... Trust your gut. Wake up tomorrow and see what your gut says.
Right.
I got to sleep on it because I'm not one to just make rash, but it's been weighing on me, especially after today.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, it wasn't a bad day, but it wasn't the greatest day either. You know what I mean? And I know everybody has good days and bad days, but you know what I mean?
Yep.
It really is important to enjoy what you do.
We understand.
Unless you're in a desperate situation.
Well, yeah, and, you know, and if...
And I'm not desperate because I'm telling you, I was so happy on the ramp, I should have never left. I loved my crew. I loved my people. You know, I didn't mind the hours because, you know, who gives a shit? I had, 4 days a week. We're going into peak. I could still make... damn good money.
Good.
So why not?
True that.
Do you know what I mean?
Well,
so,
I think
okay.
You should
love you.
Yeah, we love you too, darling. Take care.
Call
okay.
Us back.
Bye.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know
you
what your decision
is. I will.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I will.
Okay.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye. Love you too.
Go Illinois.
Yeah. You're terrible.
Yes, I must be terrible. I want to give an international shout out to Jill from the UK that just showed up.
Jill, wait. It's
the British invasion.
It is.
We like the British invasion. We like it a long time. All right, we're going to go to our, now everybody, don't panic. I'm going to extend the show. All right. Just every show except Monday, we have that ability. Monday, it's News for the Soul. They are booked 24/7, so they can't extend the clock. But we can do so. So I'm going to extend it because our next caller is probably like, oh, my God, the clock's ticking. We're not going to screw you over.
No, we are not the IRS.
Yeah, we're not Uncle Sam or whatever other organizations out there.
Yeah, I wonder what they call it.
Timeshare.
Out in the world.
Timeshare. Yeah. Same places. Come here. We can have this hotel room twice. Yeah, whatever. We're going to go to, let me see who it is. Ta-ta-da. Could it be now? We're going to go to area code 770, which is down south at the Peach State of Georgia.
Hello there.
Welcome back, 770. I know this area code.
Welcome to the show. And your name is? Hello.
You're live, 770. They've been holding for a while. So well, we'll give them a few minutes. No big deal. I hear noises. Maybe you're on mute. Maybe your phone fell and it's on the floor of the car.
Maybe you need to move your spot.
Don't play hacky sack with your phone, if anybody even plays hacky sack anymore.
Yeah, I haven't seen anybody in ages.
Yeah. You know where that came from?
No.
Europe. Or assault. People do that with soccer balls all the time, the soccer players. They sit around and do the same thing with soccer balls, the exact same thing. So the American pothead kids and stuff just started doing a little thing like that because you can put that in your pocket and do it anywhere. You can't just walk around with a soccer ball in school and do it, you know.
Isn't it a little tiny leather thing,
and it's full of bean bags. I know guys that have homemade them with popcorn seeds.
My goodness. Well, I think your person here is...
I feel so bad for 770. You must be here. Please. What I'll do is I'll mute them.
Yeah.
And we'll open the floor since we have some UK folks here. I'm going to type it real quick. Messenger is open now.
So come on down.
Yep. Enter? Oh, look at...
What does that mean?
I'm the number one fan of Facebook. Whoa!
What was that?
Oh, I hit a key that... I hit the sound effect key for fireworks.
It sounded, yeah, but it sounded very strange.
It was like one of those spinner fireworks things. And I'm going back to Facebook. So I didn't get it typed in because it wouldn't let me type it because Facebook is my friend. But they've got the audio. They've heard us, so stand by. As I go back in, they have now heard us, or verbal at least, even though my typing was pooped on. Les poo-poo.
So stand by.
Mute. Expand. It's going to get loud again, and I'll mute it again. Come on.
So stand by.
Mute it again.
What do you do that for? You don't know?
You'd like to hear this?
What do you do that for?
Okay. You'd like to hear that double... No, you don't want to hear that, because then they would hear it on blog.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
All right. Back to one on pause here real quick. Oh, we could try our caller again. God, you know, everything sucks. No, okay. What's here? I didn't even click yet. Okay. My change bar does not want to auto-hide right now. Life is full of complications, you know that?
Yeah.
See that? I can't get down here because my taskbar wants to stay on top. I won't go insane. I promise.
All right. You can't get back to the show?
Yeah.
Well, it is 8 o'clock.
No, it's not. It's not that. It's a computer thing. Here's what I can do. I can make it sort of big, but not perfectly big. There we go. And that can go away. All right. We're back in here. Talking to Facebook folks, you can't messenger us. Let's go back to our phone caller and see if they're back with us. 770, are you here from Georgia?
I'm here. Hi.
Hey.
Hi,
Deborah.
Oh,
great.
Hi. It's a jumbo.
Jumbo.
Yeah, jumbo. Yeah.
I love it.
I pulled you up on Blog Talk.
You know, we're going to be calling him Jumbo.
Yeah, I can call you some names too there, let me tell you.
All right, what is your first name, please?
My name is Maddie.
Hi, Maddie. Have I spoken with you before?
I don't think so. Nope.
Yeah.
I think I'm the first caller. You're the psychic love doctor?
Yeah. And we are very happy to have you with us.
Yeah, glad you held them patiently for a long time.
Yes.
Oh, really? Oh, no, it hasn't been. Well, maybe it has been a few minutes, yes.
Time flies when you're having fun.
But I was steady watching some mysterious things happen on YouTube, like the plane that was missing since 1950. It was missing and took off from Miami in 1955, then show up to 1992.
Where was it?
Yes, it was.
I was just getting into what Albert Einstein and Steve Hawkins said about something that happens, but when you, then I heard unmuted, then I had to turn it off. I get back to it because it's on YouTube.
Yeah, go back and check it out.
Definitely. Sounds interesting.
Yes, I'm interested in all the mystical.
Yes, well, Jim's right there with you on that. He loves it, too.
Oh, I love all that crazy paranormal type stuff,
so,
that crazy-ass stuff.
Since you are, since you are a newcomer, we would like for you to give us a few details about your situation.
Hey, what would you like to know about? Anything. It doesn't have to be love. Anything on earth.
Anything.
It could be anything. Well, I'm thinking about doing some traveling. Is that anything that you say? Anything?
Sure. Say anything,
would that be,
anything.
You see that would happen?
Yes. Where would you like to go, Maddie?
Tell us some background, what will help you with the reading for traveling?
Yeah. What would you
for traveling? I would love to go. I had thought of two places. I had thought of Miami, go and spend some time there, a few days, just fine dining and the beach and the sand and the water and the sun, you have it all
action.
There when you're at the beach. Honey?
A little South Beach action.
Why?
A little salty?
South Beach.
South Beach.
What happens there?
Oh, yes, South Beach, yes. Yes, and I also had thought of, Paris.
Oh.
Wow, that's two big choices there.
Wow.
Yay, Paris.
Yeah.
All right, well, are you desiring for me to look at which one or?
Which one do you think you will choose or which one do you think will be better?
Yes.
Okay, both. There you go.
Will you be going by yourself, Maddie?
Good question.
Oh, no, I won't be going alone. No, I would take... probably my daughter would travel with me, a niece.
Oh, how fun.
Oh, a little family trip. Okay, very nice, very nice.
Uh-huh.
That's cool. Have you ever been to either
place? Let me back up. Unless I can get a friend to travel with me to Paris, a male friend.
You
see that happening?
You know what Paris is?
The land of love.
The city of love.
I know. I always wanted to visit Paris.
Wow.
I don't know what better time than now.
Another
just
interesting little
just...
aspect to this reading.
Yeah.
A little love interest. All right, cool.
The greatest
you've...
nourishment there is, right?
Oh, boy, you said it.
Yeah, no, you've never been to Paris, correct?
No, I've never been to Paris. I had a pleasure to visit London, but not Paris.
Have you been to Miami?
I've been through there. I had a couple layovers, like 4 hours. Layovers.
Oh, so you never
actually.
Yeah, I got you.
Hanging out, just at the airport.
You never got to go do the tourist thing. Gotcha.
All right, Maddie, your cards are telling me that you ought to take the Miami trip with your daughter and niece. It's going to be a very lovely time. Do that first.
Sure.
For the three of you.
It'll be
cheaper, and it'll be a cherished memory of the three of you. And then, after that, I am seeing you going to Paris on the arm of a very fine gentleman.
Holy guacamole.
Yes. And it's going to be a good, that'll be your trip of love.
And that sounds actually just logically the right order to take things anyway.
I think so too.
Yeah, you got a kid, possibly a niece.
Mm-hmm.
Take them to Miami. It's money's money. You're going to spend some money, but it's not going to be like if you took them to Paris.
Well,
what I'm seeing
is a wonderful family bonding, happiness shared experience filled with love. Oh, it's going to be really sweet.
Sure, and kids love the beach. They love playing on the beach, and there's all sorts of good...
Oh, no, these are adults. She's an elder. In fact, she's the one that say, Auntie, I will go to Paris. I mean, Auntie, I'll go to Miami with you.
I got you.
And I And I added my daughter. But I hadn't spoke to my daughter about it, but I know she loves to be on the go and to be game for it.
Adults like to play on the beach, too.
And when you go to Paris.
Yes, they do, yes.
When you go to Paris.
I can't wait to put my foot in the sand.
There you go.
All right. You go to Paris, you can get your sexy on there, Miss Maddie.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Goody-hoo. I love it.
She loves it. She likes it.
Let that Scorpio in me come out.
Oh, the things you could do.
Holy crap. What are you talking about, woman?
Just remember what
is
goes
that right? Wow.
Paris is going to stay in Paris.
I don't know if I actually say that in Paris.
Yeah. Yes, Paris is.
So to summarize,
for lovers.
She sees on the cards that the Miami trip should probably be first.
Oh, I think so.
Because maybe the guy thing isn't quite ready yet.
It's not quite ready yet,
so you might be premature to try to push that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
okay.
In other words, she's seen you doing both, which is cool.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you see the time frame for Paris? Would it be this year or next year?
I think right.
I'm seeing spring, which is a beautiful time to go to France.
Springtime, okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Spring. But I like March,
all right.
April.
Listen now. It's
Angel
Card.
Stand by
card.
For your angel card reading, which we do at the end of your regular reading. The subject is passion. Archangel Hanael, trust and follow your renewed passion in your love, life, and career. So your love life and career.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, so the first trip
great message.
Is family love.
First trip is like, even though they're adults, it's still kind of a family gathering. Budget-wise, it's not as cha-ching.
No, that's true.
And it's not like
Yeah,
and then when you go to Paris, you can let it all
ooh la la.
Let it all hang out, baby.
Oh, Maddie, I'm so glad you've joined us, and I hope that you...
Deborah.
Yes.
So you were telling me the man that I have in mind, the go to Paris with him, that he would accept my
he is trying to figure out why he feels so attached to you. And this is something men often go through, where because we women believe love is a strength. We'll walk through fire for love. Men, on the other hand, tend to see it as a weakness. And their own little gender peer group loves to tease each other. Oh, you're, what is that? How do you do that?
With.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then tease each other. So by the time they become adults, they still are kind of caught up in that whole love makes me weak. This man can't seem to get you off his mind. I saw him here. I saw it.
Oh, he's trying to figure out why he's so attached to me.
Yes.
Oh.
So
I think it's karma. I think we were husband and wife in a past life.
I wouldn't be surprised, really. Uh-oh.
So he's trying to figure out why he's so attached to me. I'm going to ask you a question. Does he feel bad that he's attached to me, or is he happy about it?
Well, I'd say he's frustrated, because love comes when it comes, and he would rather rise above this, but he you make his knees quiver.
That is our 2-minute warning, son.
You're going to have to call us again.
You have taken us to the end of the show. Thank you so much.
I will. I definitely will.
And we'll look into more about him.
You're welcome to call every single show.
Yeah.
Just only once per show. No, it's cool. No, we have people that call in every show.
Yeah,
we literally do. And we welcome that.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
Now that you found us, don't be a stranger.
Yeah, and the thing is, we actually get a decent amount of callers from her area code.
Yeah, we do.
But you kind of are in the Atlanta area, correct?
I am, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's a lot of people there.
Oh, we do.
That bars a lot of people.
Okay.
I don't know if you've heard this. Let me tell her before we go.
Okay.
Maddie, I don't know if you've heard this, but Tyler Perry wants to turn Atlanta into the new Hollywood because it's so much cheaper to make movies and TV shows there.
There's a lot of people already starting to do that.
Yes, they are.
Well,
yeah, Yes, I've heard that Atlanta, they do film a lot here.
Yeah.
Like they was filming some months ago in my girlfriend area and her commuting, and she said, oh, my God, I got paid. You got paid. Oh, yeah, they're filming. They
really?
Filming a movie.
Yeah.
So they paid me because they blocking the street. I said, oh, wow.
They're offering a lot of
taxes. Yes, they do a lot of filming here.
Yeah.
A lot of businesses are moving, though. They're offering. They're
being
smart.
Want to get out of that whole California thing.
Well, and other places, too. They're offering a lot of good tax incentives.
New York is too busy. Too expensive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. Take care. God bless you.
This is a great place. It really is.
Because
of that granite.
Once during rush hour many years ago.
Yeah, it's a very nice city area.
That big crystal stands up in the middle of Stone Mountain at the park. That's crystal and crystal's quart and granite. Yeah, that's a spiritual spot for me. Yes.
I drove through there in the 80s during rush hour. That was a long time ago, and I did not thoroughly enjoy that.
No.
But, you know, it was a long time
ago.
Too
much traffic.
Yeah, it was kind of a nightmare. But evening rush hour, mind you. All right.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I know.
That's a lot of things. I mean, that's everywhere.
It's more beautiful places. The world is so full of beautiful spots. It really is. So.
It is indeed. It is indeed.
All right.
Yes. Okay.
Well,
thank you.
We look forward to hearing from you again.
Yeah, call us again, Maddie. You're fun.
I will.
All right.
I definitely
will. All right.
I will. You too. Bye-bye.
Oh, we will. Bye-bye now. And I guess we're going to have a little, now remember, it comes on really loud.
You got to turn that super soft. Super duper, super micro, macro, super soft.